You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Gorgeous fall afternoon. We've talked a little Lions. We've talked some rivalry week. And then my general disdain for the stale bread that is Pistons as an organization, broadcast and team. All right. What? No, you're returning. What's the issue?
We can't talk about it.
No.
Oh, the Utah thing.
No. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do
that. I'd probably go a different direction there. All right.
It's just trying to compose myself. Let's move on.
We're going to get the people involved. Do you want to, I'll go dealer's choice with you. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to reset this rivalry question because I'm fascinated at the gymnastics fans are doing. Or you go golf MVP. Your call. We've got some callers on the line and want to talk rivalry.
Let's do the rivalry.
All right.
We've talked a ton of Lions.
And we'll continue to do so because we're on a Super Bowl draft. But for Saturday night's game, which program needs the game more? I thought it was a pretty innocuous question. I thought it was interesting. I thought we'd have good conversation. What it turned into was something wholly bizarre, where some, not all, a majority, of Michigan fans began flooding ticket texts to talk about how they don't care about Saturday because they won last year. And like we all looked at each other in this room, and I mean, David is a Michigan fan, and Kenny's our SEC representative. And I go, wait a second. So 7 games in, you're now okay losing to a first-year head coach with 62 new players and a very, very average Michigan State team. And essentially sealing your own fate to going 5-7, missing a bowl game, and being the greatest tailspin disaster after a title in the history of the sport. I'm sorry, but 7 games doesn't do that. And it was fascinating because Michigan fans took it to a place that it doesn't reside. I said, which program needs it? Now, if you're saying Michigan doesn't need it and it's not damaging to Sharon or not damaging to go 5-7, I need to know why you feel that way. And it can't be, well, last year. No. It's about moving forward. Missing bowl games in today's college football? No. Now, for Michigan State, first-year head coach, they stole this game at Iowa that was like this auto loss. They've played the tougher part of the schedule. There's still a way with Purdue and Rutgers on the schedule. State could get to 6-6, make a bowl in year one of Jonathan Smith, and be okay. Beating Michigan would be a cherry on top, but isn't that want and not need? So we started to have this conversation, and I mean, look, David, you can appeal to your fan base. It got weird. 248-539-9797. Which team needs the game more? Discuss.
Needs the game more, Mike. I think Michigan needs the game more. Michigan needs the game more because if you lose this game, we said it, you're not going to a bowl game. It means that you're going to be sitting at home, and after the Ohio State game, which probably will be a loss, your season is over. For the first time in probably going back, to the Brady Hoke years?
Oh, God.
There won't be a postseason for you. You won't even be going down to the whatever bowl game is in downtown Detroit. You're going to go from the penthouse to the outhouse in less than a year. You already have people who want the coach gone. And then you look at the future of the program, and it's going to be hard to sell the fans that, no, it's going to get better. You need this because at least if you can win this, you can say, well, as bad as we were, we're still better than them, and we're the champions of the state. You're right. For Michigan State, you want the game.
Of course.
But if you lose it, you still have winnable games left on your schedule that can get you to 6-6, 7-5, and then you can still move on and do whatever you're going to do. And you look at Michigan State and you look at the program, you're like, it's in a better shape because what you're looking at with Coach Smith and the quarterback situation, higher ceiling, whereas Michigan, you don't know who your quarterback is going to be for this game, let alone for the next game or, heck, next year.
I think you're hitting on something, is that what's more of a need? Does State need to beat their rival to maybe get to 7 wins more than Michigan needs to beat their rival to avoid going 5-7? I can't even say that with a straight face. Yeah. So, look, and I'll be candid. I'm not the one yelling about Sherrone Moore. It's their fan base. Do people want to fire this guy in mid-October? Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk need, is it crazy to say Sherrone needs the game?
He does.
Now, again, the callers don't speak for the entire fan base, and certainly not the entire, plethora of donors, but sweet Jesus, it is like, wow.
You need this because at least you can say, okay, we're better than State, Michigan State. Maybe not Ohio State, but we're not that bad.
Okay. David, where are you at on it?
With the premise that I care about the rest of the season, Michigan needs it more. We cannot ever lose to Michigan State. And to be honest, Sherrone may need this more for his job. If he loses this, I don't quite know what the fan base is going to do and what they're going to think about him, because I already believe we're going to lose to Ohio State. So if you lose to Michigan State and OSU in the same year, I don't know what happens to him. So right now, this weekend, I believe Michigan needs him more.
248-539-9797. We can get to the people. See what everybody's got to say. David, I'll go with... Okay.
How about Kenny? You can be objective.
Yeah, I'm on the outside looking at this pillow fight.
Come on, man.
You know I had to do it once on the show.
You were born to be a Spartan.
No.
You party, you like booze.
Actually, you would, Kenny.
I'm just saying, if there was... Okay, first of all, between the two schools, which one kind of fits the person you are?
Oh, definitely MSU.
Thank 100%. You. That's all I was saying.
You guys are all welcome to be Georgia fans, by the way. The doors are always open for you guys if you want to see some real football.
Let me get to a game down there first.
Okay.
I'll give it my review.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I think it means more for MSU. You need new coach, new culture. This is all a very, very serious year one. And also, I finally realized I'm at the point where for Michigan fans, this is going to be the forgotten year. You're going to not talk about this year. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, most of these Michigan fans, the ones in the cult, like you would say, they don't view this game as a real. If they win, they'll brag about it. But if they lose, we won a natty last year.
Kenny may be on something.
That'll be the tagline for this season for those fans. We won a natty last year.
It goes into the basement next to the Fab Five banners and the Rich Rod ears. We don't speak about it. We don't talk about it. They don't talk about Rich Rod.
But you'll refer to rampant cheating?
Remember when Michigan wore Adidas uniforms? Their fan base don't.
Oh, the Bumblebees.
Yeah. Remember they switched over to Adidas because we're going to be the lead school. No, never mind. They don't talk about that. That's all buried in the basement.
Maybe Kenny's on it. This is why we have our SEC correspondent. He's our version of Marty Smith. All right.
There are certain things you just don't talk about.
Let's go to Damon, 97.1. Dame, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Mike.
Yeah.
The Pistons look like trash. You're right. Mason needs to go. I've been waiting for Mason to be gone for like the last 10 years. I hate going to the games.
Oh, it's just stale.
It's awful. I love George, but yep, George needs to retire.
I just go enjoy the beach, man. Like, you put in 50 great years. Like, can we the whole thing needs a facelift. And Damon, would it kill Cade to close a game out?
Look, Cade took over in the third quarter and then said, I'm going to let everybody else try and do something, and then I'm going to try again. Nah.
It's bad. It's bad. Yeah, go ahead.
I got one last thing for you. Yeah. Lutheran West is real.
Thank you.
I got your back.
Damon, that's a real school. Did you matriculate at this school?
I had the opportunity to go there. The school was shaped as an L, was only one level. I couldn't do it, so I went to a different school.
You went to a real school. I got you. Listen, Damon, bottom line, Rico went to the Bishop Sycamore of
real
DPS.
School? No.
I mean, come on.
No, Damon described the school. It's shaped like an L, one floor.
I got folks that went there. I know about the school, but no, I couldn't go there.
And Damon, it's actually shaped like an F, but I get you. Yeah.
It ain't shaped like nothing now. Now it's a garden.
Now it's you're right. It's probably a dispensary. Or a Spirit USA.
Rico's mythical high school is still one of my favorite bits on the show. Like the fact that years later people call in to vouch, I swear it was real.
It's real, man.
It's like chasing the chupacabra day.
8181 Greenfield.
We have a Bigfoot sighting.
8181 Greenfield.
Yes, David, real. Go ahead.
Haven't seen any pictures. I don't think it's real.
It was real to me, damn it. All right.
You want me to bring the yearbook in?
Yes. Yes, I do. Okay. Is Benito in there?
No. He grew up in Arkansas.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
Please. But you know what? You're more than welcome to come to his birthday party.
That's another place that's not real.
Wait, Arkansas?
There's nothing there.
Stop it. Oaklawn is there. Cut it out right now.
Oh, something's there.
Yeah. If you want, you can go to his birthday party. He's throwing himself.
Is he bringing MC Hammer?
No.
Oh. Would they have a falling out? They did?
Major.
Is he bringing Sloppy Seconds, MC Hammer?
Well, Hammer don't got no money no more, so like...
Well, he got money back. He
did he?
Hawking some stuff.
So. Yeah, okay, yeah, like churches.
You know what? This is going in a very, very bad direction.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight to the people, but first, ticket text from David on a number of topics. Yes, David.
Michigan needs to win more because of everything surrounding the program currently. However, Michigan State will benefit more from a win.
I wish I believed that. I think Michigan State, you'll feel good. It'll just be nice to beat your human filth that lives down the road. But, like, what benefit? We're not going to have five-star athletes rolling through the door.
That's not the benefit, though.
What is the benefit? Just so I understand. Help me.
The benefit could be from just how the last 2 years have kind of ended from the tunnel situation and how Michigan kind of screwed you over. And then last year, how they just came and embarrassed you. You get a chance to send them home packing at the end of the year.
But what's the benefit?
You get to watch them pack their bags and stay at home.
All right. Okay.
I mean, to go from, you winning a national title to right after the Ohio State game is over, it's Dusty May season.
Jesus. Go ahead, David.
Rico school was shaped like an F for fake.
That's right.
Michigan fan here. We need this game so bad that I'm seriously considering putting a considerable amount of money on MSU Moneyline.
No.
Help me, please. Sam's stuck in traffic.
Sammy, I can't do it, buddy. I don't have the confidence in my crew to tell you to do that. Like, I feel like we have a much better shot than I felt 3 weeks ago. And the Iowa win was great. It was like comfort food for the soul, right? But can I tell you that Aiden Childs is going to play a clean football game? No. Can I tell you that your front four won't obliterate MSU's O-line? I don't know that.
What if Aiden plays like he played against Iowa?
Then you win.
Who wins?
State.
Oh, okay.
But One game does not make.
No, because he didn't play a mistake-free game. No, he should have had two picks.
But overall, there were a number of NFL throws in there, getting the ball to your playmakers. He left a couple points on the field. I thought Velling kind of alligator-armed him in the end zone there.
Didn't kind of.
Did. Okay, I was trying to be nice.
No, he did.
Let's go to Thaddeus, 97.1. Thaddeus, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, first off, I'll say...
Uh-oh. Thaddeus?
Beat Liberty last night. Yeah, it's tying into Michigan State. But I think it's important for Michigan State, mainly because it can build momentum into next season. Also, it's beating your rival. I don't understand Michigan fans just kind of... Excuse me?
Listening. Go ahead. You don't understand Michigan fans doing what?
Writing off this season, just 7 games in, it makes, as a Kennesaw State fan, we were 0-6, but still every game you can take something away from it.
See, I'm fascinated, Thaddeus. I have to ask you this question. How does one become a Kennesaw State fan? I mean, you had to have gone to school there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, and I've seen the stadium, and it's got like an apartment building overlooking it.
Where
like,
is
it? It's in Georgia. Okay. But
yeah, it's about a 30 to 35 minute drive north of Atlanta.
Like they just made the transition to D1. So they're not ready, but like last night they were 28 point dogs against Liberty, and I hate Liberty with a passion.
Why is that?
You took so much you were probably happy about that one, Mike.
I was happier than Jerry Falwell sitting in the corner.
When they won the game, I immediately thought of you saying that.
I loved it. I was thrilled. I'm thrilled for you, and I don't even know you. I hate Liberty. Hate them. Hate them. But yes, maybe it's a springboard. Maybe it can be something to build on. But yeah, I'm not going to enter this game with a great amount of confidence, Thaddeus. I don't think I've earned the right to feel that way. And as bad as Michigan has been, let's be clear. I don't think they're as bad as what they've shown. And if you want to take their good performance, I don't think they're probably as good as that. They're somewhere in the middle. Just like I don't think State is what they were last week, and I certainly don't think they are what they were against FAU to start the season. So I got to see it.
Fair enough. Barely over halfway. So
your job is to win a second game this year. I cannot have my man Thaddeus here go 1-11. We need a second win on the board before the year's out.
First win's always the hardest.
Yeah, there you go. We got 5 games left. The over-under on the wins was 2.5 for Kennesaw State this year.
Come on, let's get to 2. It's going to be a big year for the Owls. Make it happen.
See, the funny thing is,
I love it. We got a Kennesaw State representative. I love it. Thaddeus, I need all the information you can give me on your boys for Cash the Ticket. You can be our official Kennesaw State correspondent.
We got a Notre Dame person.
We do.
We got a Penn State person.
We do.
Georgia.
We might have a new Penn State correspondent. Nick's head may have exploded.
But not when it comes to Michigan. I'm beginning to think their offense is just what it is. Like, their defense is going to be enough to keep them into games. But if you get ahead of them by more than 2 scores, they're not built to come back from that. Like, USC was the perfect thing because it was, you could still run the ball and win the game.
If I knew our offensive line was any good, we'd roll this team. But our line is not good. And just because they played one nice football game, look, Michigan's front and Iowa's front, those are two completely different animals. Right. You know, Josiah Stewart and Kenneth Grant. And by the way, that audio we've played in the update, is Kenneth Grant awake? I know he's like trying to talk about the rivalry and be intense, but it felt like a little bit. It felt like a little Greg Monroe interview. Where, like, you would need to put a mirror under Greg's nose to see if he was alive.
Just to make sure.
Just like, are you with me?
Because you know they're coming and we're going to take their soul.
I don't know.
It just strikes fear.
Oh, he's a scary man. Guys that big should not move that fast.
He is, but it's the fact that it's the depth that's been behind them that if they're out on the field for a long time, they wear down in the third and fourth quarter. That's what they're able to just do the hockey shift thing and stay fresh. They don't have that.
Let's go to Doug, 97.1. Doug, what's going on, buddy?
Not a lot, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I'm a Michigan fan, and I firmly believe that this is based on expectations for the year. And at the beginning of the year, this game was supposed to blow out, and it's not going to be that. At least it doesn't seem like it's going to be. I absolutely think that this game means more to Michigan in the long run of things. If Sherrone Moore loses this game, he's going to lose next week to Oregon. He's probably going to lose the next week to Indiana. You're looking at about a five-game losing streak. You cannot have that on your resume, especially as you were kind of gifted, you know, coming off of last year. He looked great, and now all of a sudden your expectations going into this year were maybe 8-4 at the bottom of the barrel at the worst, and now you're looking at probably not making a bowl if you don't win this game. That cannot happen.
I agree.
And so you got to beat your rival whenever you get a chance to. And I don't think that Michigan State, looking at this game, thought that they were going to win. If they get it, awesome. But this isn't going to hurt Jonathan Smith. He looked fantastic coming out of the bye week. And now, sure enough, yes, if you get momentum here, but this is an away game for you guys.
Yep.
So the expectation is you're probably not going to win. So, Michigan, you lose this game, and I kind of agree with you guys, it's going to be like, oh, this is a bad year. Well, you can't have that on your resume.
No, and I'm with you, is that, Doug, a bad year is 8-4 or 7-5. Mm-hmm. You can, a 5-7, it is it's unfathomable. But yet they're staring down the barrel of that gun. I'm with you. They need that. Like, Doug, next year, if you call a year from now, next year will be the year I tell you State needs it more. Like, okay. Jonathan Smith at home, Spartan Stadium, year two, more of his players, bop, 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 bop.
Big Ten Saturday night.
Then it'll be, we need this game. Like, this is gravy if State can get this. I'm with you.
Yep.
Doug, can I ask one question of you as a Michigan fan? Because Rico and I can't figure this out. How did we arrive here that by mid-October, we're getting a deluge of texts and calls? Yesterday we did a Michigan topic. Half the callers just wanted to call up to say, I want Sherrone gone. How the hell did we get here this quick?
So here's how you get here, all right? I'm probably not your prototypical Michigan fan, but what happens is you make yourself feel better. That's what you have to do. So whatever makes you feel better and makes your team look better, that's what you're going to say. Now, we all know that fan is short for fanatic, and that's what everybody does. But the Michigan fan forever has always justified anything they can to make themselves feel better. And again, I promise you, I'm a Michigan fan. I'm wearing blue and yellow or maize and blue right now. Oh, I almost gave it away. Anyway, but the thing is try to justify it. So how do you get here? Harbaugh hanging on for as long as he did. JJ, us not having a plan if JJ leaves. It's all of those. It's what you guys are talking about yesterday. It's culpability from everybody. I mean, it's not just one party. It's not just Harbaugh.
I agree.
It's Sherrone Moore looking terrible out of a bye, looking way worse after a bye. It's our defense looking considerably worse than what everybody expected it to be, specifically in the second half of games. And it's the fact that we cannot throw the ball without having a turnover. I mean, he drops back, and every Michigan fan is like, what is going to happen next? It's going to be a turnover, right? So it's all of these things. Everyone is culpable right now. The staff from last year that left, even though they probably didn't have a choice.
There you go.
But it's the staff that you have this year. It's all culpable. And so if Sherrone Moore loses this, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be even louder voices saying that he needs to be gone, justified or not.
Wow.
You're going to say, we're not even going to give this guy that many opportunities, right? And just like you said that the Rich Rod years go into the basement, and Rico, you forgot to mention the Hoke years. Don't forget about those years. Those are in the basement for us, too.
But he was one of your guys, though, Doug.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, I totally agree. And I'm not saying that it was fool's gold last year, but something happened. You didn't just automatically get dumb. How did he game plan a game for Penn State and just beat them at their stadium? And then this year, it's just nonsense. Hey, let's continue to throw the ball. What are we doing? Like, you know your strength. It's the same exact reason. Like, Mullings, why is he not playing more than Edwards? So there's coaching here. So that's why I'm saying everyone is culpable.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
No, Doug, you're welcome anytime. You got a brain. You're good to go with this show. I'm happy to have you anytime. I will tell you the one thing, though. If you're a Michigan fan, State's blitzes never get home. Ever. So you'll have man cover if you can find it within you to complete a pass. Our blitzes are terrible.
But to his point, Harbaugh did coach all week during that Penn State week.
That's true.
Did Sherrone actually come up with that game plan for Penn State, or was that Harbaugh?
When you know the other team's plays, David, what do you want me to say?
Or was it a mysterious call coming from a phone, a burner phone. Uh-oh. On the sideline.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we talked a lot of stuff today. If you missed any of it, Goff, MVP, Detroit, you may have the MVP of the league right here in your city limits. Odyssey Rewind, we also, which team needs the game Saturday more? Is it Michigan or Michigan State? If you missed any of that, use the Odyssey Rewind. And Mike even had a nice little take on the Pistons game from last night. David, a couple of ticket texts before we turn this over to Rieger. Is it just Rieger or Rieger and Wojo?
It is just Rieger down at LCA. Someone says MSU needs it more because I hate Michigan and they're cheating rats. Oh, okay. That's simple enough. Okay. Someone else says, I am not watching this game. Michigan sucks. I'm a Michigan fan. I don't want to see Michigan State beat us.
But something tells me that person will, if all of a sudden Michigan is up by 12 points with 5 minutes to go, oh, what is this on TV? Oh, it's the game that you've been watching.
Spartan fan here. Michigan needs it more. Michigan fans won't admit that beating us is their final desperate hope. And I'm not having a total waste. Not having a total wasted season.
And David, that's the reason why I say that Michigan needs it more. It salvages this. It means that it wasn't a complete failure. At least you beat MSU and got to 6 wins. And we can start from there for next season.
Someone wants to somewhat debate your QB rankings. Lamar Jackson definitely number one, but Josh Allen played the Titans at home. Goff was 22 of 25, 2 touchdowns on the road in the division, very hostile environment.
Yeah.
He should be number two.
I could go there.
No, and you know what? And you know what? The difference maker who was me was who had more rushing yards. So mobile Goff, -4, Josh Allen and the Cowboy, one.
Damn.
But those, it literally was a tie. I had to break the tie. So that's why.
Yeah, well, Josh Allen doesn't have a touchdown reception.
It wasn't that game.
I know. Just leave me alone.
If Sharon loses to MSU, guys, they probably opt out of the season with nothing left to play.
This ain't COVID. We already saw that routine from you guys. ain't no opting out. Come on now. if State didn't opt out the last 2 years, you don't get to opt out of this
one. Yeah, if anybody was going to opt out, it was last season. No coach, just... I mean, seriously, you just started the game off with an apology on the 3 Jumbotrons. We're sorry. We have to play this game. League-mandated rules. Let's go.
David. And I'll read one more before we get to Jeff at LCA.
Broncos Nation, let's ride.
Sharon Moore needs the win. If he loses to MSU and OSU in his first year after a natty, then the fans will run him out of town.
I think that would be incredibly damaging to your program. But also part of what we would need to see is when the NCAA discipline, if there's any, who knows, they're useless. If that all comes down, you guys, you don't want to be in this whole like reset button thing. Like, I don't know. I'm just stunned people have turned on Sharon this quick. But we'll see. Let's go to Riggs. He's down at LCA. Wings and Devils tonight.
Oh, it's a big one. What's up, guys? It's Star Wars night. There's a lot of stormtroopers walking around.
God, you are so loud.
Oh, sorry.
I can't even explain.
I apologize. Did I just burst your eardrums?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's a hell of a way to start the weekend.
You
got to
turn
it?
The volume down before you go to Rieger every
Who
time.
Who needs the game more?
So I love this topic. I love it, but I think it's such an easy answer. There's no question. It's Michigan because, listen, it's already a disaster for me. If you cute little Spartans lose... Okay, it's not a big deal because you can always sell next year. Things are going to get better. Aiden Childs will only mature. Life will be fine. But if Michigan loses to Michigan State, it's not just that they might go bowl-less. It's not just that they're going to get their asses kicked by Ohio State. It's not just that Sharon's already on the hot seat, but then they also have to put up with you guys, hearing every day how Michigan's nothing but cheaters. Oh, and by the way, you kicked their ass too. So without a doubt, it's Michigan. I just think it would make Michigan fans' life so much easier if they could just somehow beat Michigan State on Saturday, which I don't think is going to happen.
But here's the thing. This is the unfortunate thing. Last year, is your version of red wine on a white shirt? You ain't getting that stain out, son. You cheated. Live with it.
Listen, what about the year before? Like, I get it. Like, there's a whole lot of new players for Michigan State on this team, which is, say, 63 or 68 new players. Yeah. And, well, whatever. But it doesn't matter. Last 2 years, 2 years ago was the tunnel incident where Ward and Jim are yelling that a bunch of kids need to be arrested.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year, 49-0. So I got to believe you guys will have no – I assume you have some motivation.
But I don't know if we're good enough to do it.
To beat Michigan?
Yeah, I don't know that we're any good. I don't know if you're aware.
Okay, so I was talking to Rico earlier today, Mike, and there's no game plan other than you coughing up the football deep in Michigan territory three times that you lose this game. Like, honestly.
Okay, here's your problem. The running game they found against Iowa, completely unforeseen. And Michigan's front is far superior. If we can't run the ball and Aiden's got to throw it 40 times, you're inviting a bad time.
I don't disagree. However, how's Michigan moving the football? Because your defense ain't all that awful.
It's not awful. It's not great.
No, if they could run the ball, Mike, more down the sideline. You can't run up the middle against Michigan. And against Iowa, they kind of took it out towards the edge. That's probably where the Michigan defense, if they have a weakness, it's on the edge.
All right.
It's not in the middle.
I want you to be right, believe me. Rieger, what are you doing next, brother?
All right, so I'm going to maybe throw the Michigan-Michigan State stuff out there because I like you. I find it fascinating. However, there's something with this Lions football team that I wonder if people are ready to admit. So I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to step away from the mic, and I'll just take whatever comes at me. But we'll do that next, leading you into Red Wings hockey on Star Wars night. Let you hear that? Do you hear that? Guys, louder, louder. Look at the power I have. Can you guys hear that at all? Okay, what? Give me one more chance. How about 1, 2, 3, as loud as you can. 1, 2, 3.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.